Well, folks, I always say at the Missouri Capitol, I learn something every day. I certainly do in budget, and I learn a lot as well when different bills have gotten filed. I can tell you, 25-plus years of doing this, I had no idea that right now forensic investigators and coroners don't have the ability to display fixed or flashing lights, and basically they have to wait in traffic to get to scenes. I'm Brian Houseworth, and joining me is State Representative Sarah Walsh, who has filed a bill to address this, to give these forensic investigators better access to crime and accident scenes. Representative, we talked briefly off air. I had no idea that this was still going on. I had no idea.
Well, you know, Brian, I didn't either. And that's what's so great, is to have constituents in my district bring things to my attention so that we can pass good legislation that can help really make a difference and solve problems. And that's what this bill will do. As you mentioned, it would allow forensic investigators, coroners, and medical examiners to display fixed flashing or rotating red or blue lights on their vehicle when they're responding to a crime scene or accident. I didn't realize, but basically they need to get their work done and, before kind of signing off on things and the law enforcement and others that are there do their jobs. And so if they are in their personal vehicle responding at late hours, a lot of folks that are there waiting in the traffic backup just think that they're an impatient citizen when they really need to get to the kind of head of the class, head of the line, to be able to do their work. And so this would be a pretty common sense legislation, just allowing them to use those lights. Those are available as like in a magnet form, so they could just put that on their vehicle, but we just need to give them that statutory authority.
Representative Walsh, one of the people that brought this to your attention was Dale Roberts. Mr. Roberts is the executive director of the CPOA in Columbia.
That's right. He's also a constituent of mine, and so he's working closely with me. I'm working closely with him to be able to go through this process, to be able to change our law, like I said, to make this hopefully be able to. I mean, there's a lot of things that this is going to make a difference in, not only helping with the traffic backups, but then part of that, I mean, there might even potentially, it could help solve, the problem of secondary accidents, because anytime you've got traffic backups, sometimes, folks will run into traffic not seeing that it stops. So, I mean, there's a lot of positive things that will come from this, in addition to just more effective government and, victims being notified quicker and a lot of their families being notified quicker, and a lot of other positive things. So I'm hoping this is a good common, sense legislation that we can get through the legislature this session.
Just looking at it on paper, and again, without being there, it's hard to say, but just looking at it on paper, I wouldn't think there would be opposition to it. Are you confident? Are you hopeful about this bill for January?
I'm pretty hopeful about it. I mean, it's not a partisan issue. It's bipartisan, and it's just common sense. I mean, I honestly personally just think that this is, I mean, like you mentioned, something that you were not aware of. It's something I certainly was not aware of. And, that's one thing that's fascinating about being a legislator, is you learn a little bit about a lot of different things. And unless you're working in those industries, you don't always, know the challenges that they go through. And this will hopefully be, provide one less barrier and just be common sense. And, it's not saying that the state needs to fund this equipment. It's just saying that it permits them to utilize it. And so it should be pretty common sense, and looking forward to hopefully successfully passing it this next upcoming.
Representative Sarah Walsh, is there anything you would like to add about this bill or this issue? Feel free.
I just think it's like I said, good common sense legislation. I'm looking forward to the conversation. It will go through the process and have a public hearing, of course, in the House, and then we get it through the House over in the Senate. So that provides opportunity for any unintended consequences for us to look at that and consider that. But it seems, like I said, pretty common sense, and so we'll see what happens.